Hey everybody, welcome to Marvel Movie News!
MVMT Watch's pronounced movement was founded on the belief that style shouldn't break the bank. The Watchmaker's goal is to change the consumer's way we think about fashion by offering high-quality minimalist products at revolutionary prices. With over a million watches sold to customers in 160-plus countries around the world, Movement Watches has solidified itself as the world's fastest-growing watch company. Now, I personally, love this company. I think MVMT is a great system. I think the fact that they bring the savings directly to you by not having a silly amount of stores, by not having to pay hourly employees, by shipping it directly to the person and therefore getting the savings directly to the consumer is a brilliant way to go. I think the watches are stylish. I think the watches are beautifully minimalistic. I think they're not gaudy. I think they're really nice looking. I think they look 8 times the price they are, and the reason we get that price point is because of how the system is run. I love these watches. I constantly get compliments on them. I will be buying them long after this show. They are great. I appreciate them, and I appreciate what they stand for. Now, this is also a company started by two broke college kids that literally became entrepreneurs and started everything up from the ground floor and made it into the company that's today, so I respect the hell out of that, too. So I think you, starting at just $95, should buy a Movement watch. Now, you're looking at $400 to $500 bucks in a department store, so this is already a crazy savings, and on top of that, you get 15% off, thanks to us. Now, if you go to mvmt.com/Marvel, M-A-R-V-E-L, you get 15% off on top of that already crazy price. So we're talking like $82 watches to start, and they're crazy good watches. They're beautiful, they're clean, they're fancy. So go to mvmt.com/Marvel, buy yourself a watch, buy your dad a watch, buy me a watch. Thanks, guys.
Today we're talking about the New Mutants. That's the name, right? The New Mutants? Not the New Warriors. I almost got confused. New Mutants, Deadpool, Inhumans, and we're going to talk about that new X-Men Gifted trailer that we got. Sit right there, and we'll be right back.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk. We talk movies.
Yeah, I was gonna say new mutants.
They're warrior mutants.
No, but see, there was news earlier that like there's like a new warriors like, or secret warriors coming out, like a comic. The secret warriors are coming back out. So I had that in my head somewhere. Yeah, so just got a little confused.
Marquee and I decided it was summer, and we wanted you to know that Alan inspired us last week to
Too cool for school?
We decided. We committed.
He's changing his name from Sizzler to Too Cool for School Kissler, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Alan Too Cool for School Kissler.
It's a mouthful. We're going to talk about it. It's going to be a process. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, let's do some news.
Indeed.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to our show. I hope everyone's doing good today.
Yeah.
Pretty excited.
Well,
nice day of summer.
It's a Marvel heavy show.
It's summer.
It's summer.
It's summer.
Guardians came out. It's summer. Marvel, right after a Marvel movie drops in May, summer.
Yeah, Marvel now determines the seasons.
Yeah. They usher it in. April showers bring Marvel flowers.
Oh my God, stop. Get out.
All right. I love that.
We are the Marvel Movie News. This is episode 131, coming to you live from the Master Mold. Because they've got Sentinels in the Gifted shirt, right? Thank you. Thank you, audience of one, Ollie. I appreciate that. On our show, we tell you all the news from all the studios and why you should be as excited as we are. Subscribe to us on iTunes at Marvel Movie News or find us at youtube.com/Popcorn Talk Network. You can also find us through their website, popcorntalknetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at Marvel News PTN or at The Popcorn Talk. Also on facebook.com/Marvel News Show. Follow us, like us, tell us how much you love us. We're trying to get better at the Facebooks. I think we're pretty good at Twitter.
We're getting there. We're great at Twitter. We're just not so good at
We're just trying to get better at the Facebook.
Yeah, we're getting so much better, though.
And Instagram.
Leaps and bounds. The technology.
Thanks, guys.
And guys, if you'll tweet a link out to our show with a message telling people all about the live chat, how they can jump in and talk to us and have fun with us and whatnot. Ronnie the Rhino in the booth with me.
I struggled with weight my whole life, and you're going to hit me with Rhino?
Rhino's a character.
Rhino's a Spider-Man villain, and it has an R in front of it. So what I came up with.
I was insecure, sorry.
I'm so glad we covered it. I'm glad you didn't just not tell us and we leave today.
Man,
they brought up some stuff.
We can do a different one. There are so many others.
Rocket Ronnie.
Yeah, we'll do Rocket Ronnie.
Our engineers are usually villains, though. So, are you saying Rocket's a villain?
He is villainous in some ways. Yeah.
Yes, he is.
We're going to call you Rocket Ronnie for today. All right, we'll figure something else out later. The fans can tell us. We need an R name.
Give us alliterations.
Let us some alliteration. Go, fans, go. Anyway, I'm Matt Key at the Matt Key. We're joined by, as always, the lovely, the wonderful, the effervescent, Markeia McCarty at MarkeiaMccarty.
Yes.
Did I do it right?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm getting pretty good at it.
No, you nailed it.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Our iTunes listeners definitely got that.
And we also have Motormouth over there, Coyjandro at Coyjandreau.
Also effervescent.
you do have a glow. Well, you do have a glow. You're welcome. We also have the wonderful Ollie.
Hi, guys. I'm back from my crystallized cocoon at the bottom of the Jamaica Bay.
What?
It's good to be back.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
It's a lot of backstory in this episode.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Well, I was on autopilot for a while, so I'm happy to be back with you guys.
Yeah, we're happy to have you back. We also have Colt Badeau tweeting from the Star Jammer as usual. Hope Colt's doing well today. He's a good guy.
Colt on the east side.
What's that?
Colt on the east side.
East side? East side Colt? That's his name? Yes. He's tweeting from the Star Jammer? He's a good guy, that Colt Badeau. All right. Deadpool. Let's jump into it. Deadpool. Markeia, I want Black Panther news every single week.
As soon as Comic-Con comes around, it's just the explosion
but
of Black
like
Panther.
Every single week, I'm like, oh, I've got to put Deadpool at the front. Oh, I really want Black Panther news. Yeah. Oh! So Black Panther and Captain Marvel for you, right?
Yeah, but Captain Marvel as in Monica Rambeau.
Which we're probably not going to.
Exactly. That's just not going to. That's
long
might
time.
As well just call her Spectrum. You know,
yeah.
Spectrum.
So if there's
nasty.
Ever Spectrum news, I'll throw it at the top.
There will never be.
Did you guys know that Donald Glover and his brother are doing a Deadpool show?
Yeah. Oh.
Did you know?
Because I
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I had the hardest week waiting till Tuesday to come in here and lose my mind.
Do you want to take it and talk?
Does this happen? How did we deserve this?
You look like you're about to cry.
I am.
Is this like Christmas for you?
Yeah. Well, you know, he loved Atlanta.
Atlanta was my favorite show of the year. Yeah. Atlanta was like everyone had their Stranger Things and I jumped on it like 2 days later. Yeah. So I like couldn't take credit. Like
sure.
It was that thing where it was like I knew I was going to love it because everybody already told me. You told me.
Mm-hmm.
So 2 days later, I jumped in, so everybody already had the Stranger Things wave. Atlanta, I felt like, was my child.
Yeah.
Atlanta was like
you saw
my,
it from the beginning?
I, like, watched the pilot and was like, this is going to change television, and it did.
It did. It's an award winner.
And
yeah.
It's the best show.
I still
show.
Haven't seen it.
And
I've got to figure that out.
The team behind it is handling the character that never was going to get made into a movie and did, and now he's on a show, and he's got a movie, and it's the best possible people responsible, and I don't even watch cartoons, but this might get me, this might open an entire genre to me. Like, I might go back and watch Archer. I might go back and watch Rick and
Archer's
Morty.
You're missing out on
I might
both
go
of
watch
those.
Bob's Rick and Burgers now. These are all things I might enjoy that I don't know. Deadpool might give me television. I'm so excited. It doesn't even register in my brain what I could have done to deserve this.
I'm almost flabbergasted that you haven't seen any of the shows that you just listed.
It seems like you would so enjoy Archer.
Everyone, those are all
it's
the shows
so
people have been like,
fun.
You know, seems like this is your kind of thing. I'm like, I just said 20 hours of television. What do you want? Like, it's just so much.
Yeah.
But now.
Yeah.
But now. Now it's research.
The order calls for a 10-episode first season of the series. Like you said, it's Donald Glover and Stephen Glover. They will show as serve as showrunners. Jeff Loeb is also executive producing. Let's see here. Jeff Loeb said, How much more fun could this be? Deadpool, Donald, and FX, the perfect fit for the Merc with the Mouth. We're thrilled that our relationship with FX that started with Legion continues with what is sure to be another groundbreaking show in adult animation.
And the Boss Logic's art for it. Did you see the Boss Logic's art? Boss Logic did this amazing piece of fan art that's literally Deadpool on the couch with like all this paraphernalia and it's like bright red. It's like this beautiful art and I liked it, and then Boss Logic liked my tweet because I like that guy. But it's literally like
Boss Logic is great.
It's just so good, and it captures what I didn't even think of Deadpool as a serialized television show. I thought of him as, you know, very cinematic, very movies, very comics.
Mm-hmm.
It totally makes sense to transfer to TV because comics transfer so well. But like FXX is quickly becoming like quietly the best network on television. Like
what else is on there?
Always Sunny. They have like always
Legion.
Legion is on there, and then like,
of course I watch that via show. Amazon. So
but like they're
same with me.
Yeah,
like this rise up of FXX. This was a network that 10 years ago was like, what if we have a YouTube contest? And then Always Sunny was born. Like they're groundbreaking. They're original. They take chances. Donald and Stephen Glover on Deadpool is. Someone just was like, that's great, and then threw money at it. Now we get it. Thank you.
He's so happy.
He's so happy.
I'm so happy. He's so happy.
I just got, it's like a baby. I just had a child, and it's named Deadpool on FXX. Thank you.
Well, as we all know, you fought for Baby Deadpool.
I did.
On Movie Fight. So now you have
Baby Deadpool.
Baby Deadpool.
I just, I don't know. This is, if you guys want to know what it's like to see me have like a geek stroke, rewind the last 30 seconds, and man, it's
the
just,
last the last go. 10 minutes.
I'm so excited.
Well, is there anything else you want? Like we know very little else outside 10 episodes on FX. Don't know when it's airing. Donald Glover. Is Donald Glover voicing?
I hope so, but even if he's not, his comedy is so perfect for that type of character that like his voice will come through. You know what I mean? Like the voice of Donald Glover is his comedy, and I think no matter who they get.
Will either of you be disappointed if Ryan Reynolds doesn't play the voice?
Oh, no, no, because it's television.
Right.
Yeah.
I actually wouldn't expect that. I want him to stay, you know.
In the cinematic universe?
Exactly. Yeah. No. He's fine. He's fine.
He can be pretty in 3D. I think that they'll find the right person, because I don't think FXX will gamble with having the wrong Deadpool voice.
Yeah.
Like, that's so much the character,
I honestly, with them now having seen Legion and knowing that very similar teams are behind Deadpool, Legion is by and far 1,000 times better than it had any right to be.
This is, next to Spider-Man coming back to Marvel, the single greatest news item to happen in my adult life.
Wow.
Whoa.
I could not actually be more excited about a thing other than the Spider-Man coming back to Marvel. And, and this came out of nowhere. We all kind of waited for Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. Those rumblings. There were no rumblings. Yeah. Suddenly, Childish Gambino and Donald Glover. I mean, what? So, I was very happy.
Awesome.
I'm very excited, you guys.
What character would you guys want to see Donald Glover play?
I think it'd be fun if he was Hydra Bob. If he was any of the supporting characters just popping in. Mm-hmm. What if he's Prowler there just to bait fans? What if he's Miles Morales on the Deadpool show?
Be awesome.
I'm not as well versed in Deadpool,
obviously.
We've got Coy, so
we don't need to read
that. Every question
has answers.
But if it's at all like the movie where they had the taxi driver character, I would want him to be that character.
God,
I think he would rock that.
Yeah, you're right. He would. Oh, that would be fun. All right, let's move on. Still kind of in the Fox family. Let's talk about Fantastic Four. Kevin Feige updated all of us on the relationship that they have with Fox regarding Fantastic Four. Speaking with Collider, they asked him about Fantastic Four, because the Watchers, that whole argument came up, are things cool? and Feige told Collider, I would say there's not there's anything frozen that there needs to be a thaw. There's no weirdness. It is just very, very cut and dry, and they're doing their thing, and they're doing it quite well in most regards, and we're doing our thing.
Okay.
So
that actually sounds a lot better than how they were last November, where they're like, it's an impossibility.
Yeah, yeah.
For anything.
My favorite thing is that he said, he threw very subtle shade. Did you hear it?
In most regards.
And they're doing their thing, and they're doing it quite well in most regards.
So they're not the perfect empire of profit that we are.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
It wasn't Ridley Scott shade, but it's there.
Yeah, exactly. And then Ollie, helping me put this together, pulled out this quote from Simon Kinberg earlier this year, saying that they actually... at Fox, Simon Kinberg's one of their main architects over there, basically saying they really want to make another Fantastic Four movie. His quote is, "We feel that there's a great Fantastic Four movie to be made, and I think it would hew closer to the tone of the original, the source material, the comics, but we want to make that movie."
Yeah, and they're going to make it before 2022, because there's no way they're going to let it revert.
No way they're letting it revert. So
you heard it here first, folks. You get more Fantastic Four from Fox, just like you asked.
Just like the every single person in the world is going, "Fox, please make another Fantastic Four movie.
I have been waiting so cold out in the streets for more Miles Teller as Mr. Fantastic."
Someone please make that a gift. That's wonderful. For those of you listening on iTunes, you just missed a wonderful disappointed face from Coy. Suggest you check out the gift that is invariably going to be made of it. All right, so let's... I don't think there's anything else to say about Fantastic Four. We've already said it. We all wanted it, Marvel.
It's just not happening.
I think Fox knows that everyone wants it at Marvel, but they're...
But if they want to work with Marvel on something...
Listen, Fox, I know...
Hey, Logan was amazing.
Hey, Logan was amazing. Logan was amazing, but...
If they want to keep it real...
Oh, if Fox realizes what they can do and not try to... If they go to the future and not to the past... Because Fantastic Four was a step back.
Exactly.
Sure. It was a sprint back.
Yes.
Yeah. If they realize that Logan was what it was, and they use even the same actors, but they get a script...
Yeah.
Like, the actors are good. Those are good actors.
They're great actors.
The team was incredible. Everyone involved was good. They just all, like, pointed at each other and, like, drank or something. I don't know what happened, but, like, it could be really special. And Fox has the ability to make really, like, we were just talking, like, Deadpool is Fox. Thank you. Like, Fox knows what they're doing now. Mm-hmm. So if this is an announcement of them being progressive with their Fantastic Four, then that's great.
Yeah. I think it was Josh Trank who directed Fantastic Four, am I right? I think
some of the scenes,
yeah. I think that experience taught Fox a lot. I think that was sort of a culmination of some really bad stuff that was going on culturally over there in terms of, like, studio overreach, creative overreach, and stuff like that. And I think that between that and Deadpool, they were like, oh, we should just trust the creators to give us amazing things. Because honestly, if Trank had been allowed to give us his Fantastic Four vision, his Cronenbergian, as off-tone as it is from the original, I think it could have been really cool.
We'd be so hyped talking about Fantastic Four right now. Like, it'd be a very different conversation.
Yeah, I think
it would be nice to be excited about Fantastic
and
Four.
And we will again. We will again. I would like that.
And I would love for Marvel to be publishing more Fantastic Four books. Like, I miss it.
X-Men books, though, are incredible for the first time probably 15 years.
I'm like a good 6 weeks behind
X-Men
on my Marvel
Blue,
books.
Gold, and Weapon X are the best they've been since that Legion run I told you about.
Wow.
Yeah, it's incredible.
I better catch up.
Nice.
Just saying,
I've been exploring other things that Marvel does. Like, I just finished the Dark Tower series.
Oh, is it good?
It's really good. It's the books. It's the books, but in a graphic
novel form. So.
And it only takes it up to the drawing of the three, the sailor, and then it was discontinued. So,
Sorry.
Yeah.
Before we move on, I want to thank Gamer Girl. Batman Beyond is an incredible animated show, and I do love Batman Beyond. It's probably the last show I watched all the way through.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it gets so real.
Yeah,
it
gets Samurai Jack are my two.
And
Samurai
Jack
was
really good.
Samurai Jack.
And I just started watching Cowboy Bebop, and it's the greatest. It's the great. I love it.
I love the soundtrack. I think I have to rewatch it. Because maybe I saw it to you.
So I'm hoping that the Deadpool animated series references the movie and it's meta self-aware of them both existing and it's in like different universes. That'd be rad. Because it's all owned by the same people. So Fox, you can do this.
Yeah, and then watch Sailor Moon. Okay, moving
on. Sailor Moon. Oh, Ollie's back on board. Hey.
Anime.
Do we have anyone saying anything specific on the live chat, Ollie?
We got some names for Ronnie. We have Ronin Ronnie.
Ooh.
Ooh, I like that
Ronnie.
We also have Red Skull Ronnie. So shout out to the
Red
chat.
Skull.
I kind of like Ronnie. It's kind of like a mix.
Ronnie? Because it's Ronin and
it's Ronin
Ronnie.
And Ronnie mix. Ronnie.
I could go with that.
Can we go with Ronnie?
Ronnie.
Yeah.
Ronnie today for Ronnie.
You know, that was kind of like a playful nickname when I was a kid anyways.
That might be his name.
Well, Bobby Brown had a song with the word tender Ronnie, and everyone wanted to kind of get on that. Hey, Ronnie. So,
I'm San Francisco
it.
Treat.
Yeah, I am, baby. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, he's Ronnie.
So Fantastic Four, we think can do something, but I personally don't want them to go dark and Logan-y, because that's not the Fantastic Four.
Oh, no, that's not what we mean.
I'm just saying some of the live chat, like Shiny Diver, I agree. The Fantastic Four is not a Logan. It's not a character.
That's not what we're really talking about.
She didn't think we were. I'm just agreeing with her. Shiny Diver, we want the first family. We just never cut it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And no wigs. Family. No wigs, please.
And
no
wigs.
No reshoot wigs. All right, well.
Yeah. I mean, Susie doesn't have to be blonde if the actress doesn't want it. It's the character that matters.
Exactly. Just give us a good story.
Yeah.
That's all we care. All right, well, speaking of good stories and things that I'm incredibly excited about, New Mutants. Mm-hmm. We have our first casting. And it's exactly what was rumored. And then Fox said, no, none of that's true. And the actresses were like, I mean, it'd be cool, but no, we're not doing it. Turns out they're doing it.
Oh, yeah. Because it was cool.
Because it was cool, and it's perfect casting. This is maybe some of the best casting I think I've ever seen Fox do. Like, this is like Hugh Jackman Wolverine level, oh, my God, you nailed it casting. Like, Patrick Stewart is Professor, like, it's up there with that, in my opinion.
I mean, and can you say how awesome it is to be in Game of Thrones anytime, because everybody's just like, oh, yes.
We will take you.
We'll take you.
So the news is Maisie Williams and Anya Taylor-Joy have been cast as Wolfsbane and Magic. If you're unfamiliar with Maisie Williams, she plays Arya Stark. Arya Stark. She plays Arya Stark in the Game of Thrones, and she's going to be playing Wolfsbane, Ronnie Sinclair, the tortured Catholic who knows that her powers can help save her teammates and the world, but every single time she uses them, she's a demonic little hell beast. Constantly torture. Like, what a commentary on original sin. Am I right?
Yep.
I love that, like, this was a casting from literally 2 years ago that, like, it's like they're different people now.
Yeah.
Like, these actresses have grown up 2 years. They're like, oh, no, it still works.
It still works. I mean, they're both, like, I think they're still just, like, 19 and 20 years old. Like, it might even work better.
It's just really funny that it's been that long gestating. Like, usually a movie or show doesn't have that long to cast, much less it be predicted 2 winters ago.
Yeah. Winter has come. And then Anya Taylor-Joy, I'm going to need your guys' help with this. Anya Taylor-Joy as Magic, by the looks of it, she looks dead on. Mm-hmm. But I never saw The Witch, and I did not see Split. Can't comment on...
Split was cool.
I liked her much more in The Witch than Split.
I just love the way Marquia said, oh, Split was cool.
Yeah. I mean, if you haven't seen it, I enjoyed it.
No, I really want to see it.
So I'm going to respectfully disagree that there are 4 incredible minutes in Split. 1 at the end and 3 at the beginning. The rest happens.
It's like his Iron Fist.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
In my Shyamalan's Triumphant Return Iron Fist? But Anya Taylor-Joy, which I thought was the movie.
I remember you talking about that, and that's why I was like, ooh, I'm excited about this casting, even though I've never seen it.
Like, when you break out in a movie like that, when you're, like, the source of all the movie's inspiration, and when you're, like, this powerhouse performance and nobody knows you, that's such a hard part to book, much less perform. Like, you, the gravitas of her character is everything that magic is.
Yeah.
And then her role in, it's not her, what I didn't like about the movie wasn't her. She has all the captivatingness they need for the role. It's just the movie decided to, like, cut away from that constantly.
Huh.
I can see what you're saying with that. Yeah.
Being like, you know what's interesting?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly.
It's like, we're going to leave this to your imagination. Be like, no, wait.
No, go back to her. Go.
But it shows that she can be magic. Yeah. Like, she has the chutzpah.
Yeah. All right. Cool.
That was a good setup. Split was a good setup for her, because now it's like, I want to see her kick some ass, you know?
Yeah.
Do
either one of you want to talk about Magic or Wolfsbane, or do you guys love those characters?
It's
so like
good.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting. I mean, I'd rather talk about Maisie Williams as me.
Oh,
but then that's because I'm a Doctor Who
Serenity
nerd.
Serenity in the chat. I totally forgot that Anya was also in Morgan. Have you guys seen Morgan?
No.
No? Oh, well.
Wait, I think
she was freaky in that.
Wait, what? Give me a quick synopsis.
Morgan's about this girl who's kind of like genetically created, and Morgan goes crazy, starts killing everybody. You remember that movie?
Oh, no.
King Mara's in it, too, so.
Okay. Huh? I feel like I've seen it.
Anya's definitely.
But I thought it was like a robot that was trying to escape, or android. I'm mixing my movies.
Yeah that's Short Circuit.
That's Short Circuit.
He's still alive.
Thank
or
you.
Ex Machina.
or that. Yeah. All right, so let me give you the quick rundown on who Wolfsbane is. Wolfsbane is Ronnie Sinclair, being played here by Maisie Williams, as you can see. Mm-hmm. She is basically a werewolf. Like, it's like, I'm a werewolf! But, like, she is a tortured Catholic who believes that her power is actually evil, even though she can use it for good. So she's constantly sort of like this weird tortured soul in that regard. She can change full wolf. She can go full wolf. She can kind of, like, pause her transformation at various points. But the further and further she goes towards just full-on wolf, the more savage and just bestial she becomes.
Yeah, that's why you can never go full wolf.
Yeah, you don't go full wolf.
You don't go full wolf.
Sinclair, do not go full wolf. That's what we're saying.
Go full wolf, go home empty-handed.
Can we please show Phil Noto's concept art for this?
So cool.
That's very cool.
I want this cut, so much.
And I want those eyebrows. Well, I mean, for her, but I need that.
Yeah, I could see that, I guess. But
it's only a matter of time before I cut all of it off. A matter of time.
Your hair's so pretty.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm always changing it, but I love this concept art because look at Maisie. Mm-hmm. She is Wolfsbane.
She's Wolfsbane. Yeah, and the accent, and just like she's from that area of the world, like she's gonna.
Yeah.
she's going to kill it. She's actually going to kill it. No. And I feel the same way about Anya Taylor-Joy, just based on the looks and based on what you guys have said of her. I really need to do is see The Witch, just kind of get a preview of what we might see. Ronnie Sinclair is a very loving character, but she's also a very distant character because of her powers and her sort of like tortured soul. Magic, on the other hand, is basically kind of the same in terms of how she interacts with people, maybe even weirder. Her mutant power is that she can create teleportation discs that allow her to transport herself and like her teammates to various points around the world. She's gone as far as like the other side of the galaxy and stuff like that, but like that kind of stresses her and she can't really do it very often. I doubt we're going to see that in this movie. But that's what she can do. She's kidnapped at a young age by the demon Malasco and taken to Limbo, which is like eventually renamed, I think, like Demonic Limbo or something like that, So she's like, it's weird. She's kidnapped from Kitty Pryde's hands and then returns to Kitty Pryde's hands just like a few seconds later.
But
it's been 4 to 5 years that has transpired for her in the demon world of Limbo, where she's learned that she can summon the Soul Sword, which is an all powerful, unbreakable sword of magic. And she also has like limited sorcerer abilities that she eventually starts going to see Doctor Strange for. I don't know that she ever becomes Sorcerer Supreme or is in training for, but
you just like her because she trains Doctor Strange.
That is true. That
and
is
she does
very
a
true.
Lot. Like she's a very interesting character in the comics. Yeah. She's got a lot more. She's more fleshed out than a lot of the X-Men. They give her a lot of time, which is cool.
And at one point she was dead, and now she's back because comics.
Because hey, it's comics. Because
X-Men. But
comics are a hell of a drug.
But even more importantly than all of that is she is Colossus's sister and he loves her, and I wonder if we're going to see Peter Rasputin in this.
That'd be cool. And he's largely CGI, so you can make scheduling work.
Yep.
There you go.
Yep. Good point. He can come in and you just get the ADR.
Get the mocap done like a month ahead and then just plug him in.
I mean, they could have it done now. They haven't even started shooting. And by the way, this comes out in April. They don't start shooting until June. Like,
oh wait, it's May now. Yeah.
It's gonna be May. So,
you know, he sent a tweet that's it's May.
Yeah. Justin Timberlake.
I was just like,
national treasure.
Yeah. Nice guy. All right, Luke Cage. Let's go to Luke Cage news. Where first of all, we don't have this in the actual rundown, but Mike Coulter hinted that we might see Luke Cage as early as like beginning of the year 2018, like first quarter 2018.
Wow.
No problem with that.
My
as
guess.
As they're not trying to rush it.
Yeah, please don't rush it. Please, because we saw what happened when you
what
rush
if
it.
Nobody teaches anybody how to fight. We just put it out. What if we do that instead?
What if we just do that?
What if we just film it? What if Mike Coulter's walking down the street, film it, release it, Netflix?
Scott Buck, stop! Scott Buck, get out of here.
That's a good Scott Buck impression.
Yeah, it's a very good impression of Scott Buck. We'll be coming back to that in a couple stories. Your Scott Buck impression. Anyway, but the bigger news is that actor Theo Rossi.
Who is awesome.
Oh my God.
In Luke Cage season one.
He
had so many layers.
Oh, he was the best. Yeah,
Shay. We actually went over these. We were
that's
actually,
right.
This
is the reason.
It wasn't because of summer. It was because we were announcing a casting choice.
Shades Alvarez.
No Cyclops shades? No.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
You need to get some
now.
Sure.
I want some
red ones.
Yeah.
Get some red Cyclops shades? Sure.
I've always wanted Jordy LaForge ones.
Oh my God, that's
good luck finding it.
Yeah, doesn't exist. Luke Cage this is him talking to Parade. Luke Cage is going down in season two. We're pretty excited. It'll be nice to get back into the swing. Simple quote, but he's basically just confirming that he's going to be back, which none of us really doubted that because he didn't, you know, spoiler alert, he doesn't die. And Luke Cage. So, of course, he's coming back.
Shades. Yeah. Of course he has to come back. Him and Miranda have, like, a thing. Mm-hmm, she's going to be kingpinning it up.
Her version of
Kingpin.
Can't wait to see that.
It's going
to
be tight. And the thing that I really love about it is that this character, Shades, like, in the comic, Shades and Comanche, is, like, you know... Mm-hmm. They were in prison with Luke Cage, and they were such minor characters. It is so interesting that they just took that source material and turned it into this beautiful layered character that he is.
Yeah,
he's so vulnerable. I love it.
I was not expecting to really like that character, and I was actually kind of rooting for him by the end. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, kind of want the bad guy to moderately win. Like, I mean, I really want Luke Cage to overall win, but I kind of... Mm-hmm. I want Shaves to get away and maybe start, like, his own life, sort of like in Newport or something. Like, just get away. Leave New York. Like, go do your own thing.
I want him to be Miranda's right-hand man. Mm-hmm. I need the two of them to, like, build this empire.
Look at him. He's so cool.
What if we get Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, and Daredevil in 2018 if they release it that early?
Or we've still got Punisher, dude.
Right.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. And I don't know that we're going to see that this year.
What if we get seasonal shows?
I mean, if we get quarterly Netflix shows.
Oh, man.
I could live with that.
Who sleeps?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who needs to sleep?
And then we've got another 4 years of Stranger Things coming. Man, Netflix is.
Yes.
Yeah, they're killing it. They know what they're doing over there.
What do you think? Do you think they would still stick with the 13 episode? Or do you think they kind of hear us to be like, oh, I think they're probably going to stick with 13.
I really think they think 13 works.
There's something in it for them that it probably the amount of viewers. Like, there's something in there that they're sticking to it for a reason.
Yeah. I wish they would go to 10. Like, I don't need to see 13 episodes.
If it's like a monetary thing, as in paying the people that have created it a certain amount, I am A-okay with 13.
Yeah, and 13 is like considered like the sort of top side of a half season. Because it's like typically like a full season order is 22 to 26 episodes. So, but I would prefer 10.
Like 26 Daredevils, please. 26 episodes of Daredevils.
All right, let's move on. Very quick Jessica Jones news. It's not a lot. They are shooting around West 44th and 5th Avenue, which means that they're probably going to have some scenes in Central Park. Just fun. Exciting.
Fun stuff.
Cool.
Yeah. Nothing big. But
expensive.
Yeah. Yes. By the way, they're like, spare no expense. Yeah. all right, guys, let's... all right, let's talk Inhumans.
Oh, no.
So we get we got a new look at Lockjaw. Mm-hmm. We got a new look at Lockjaw. That's exciting. This is the thing that I'm looking forward to the most in this series, is seeing a 2-ton teleporting bulldog.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys have seen me with bulldogs.
They're not even 2-ton. Oh, just 2-pound bulldogs break you.
Telling you.
It's a magical thing.
Yeah.
If you want to get on the cosmic couch, walk a bulldog by the studio, and you will get on the cosmic couch.
Yeah. Like, I fall apart. Like, I've pulled over the car before to, like, just watch a bulldog walk by. I'm like, look at that guy. Oh, look at him. Yeah, I'm a mess with bulldogs. So, anyway, we get our first look at that.
Yeah.
There's nothing that you can really tell. It's, like, from a distance, you can tell someone's sneaking photographs. But Lockjaw's in front of a barn. That's cool, you know?
Yeah, it's so funny to me when we watch these pictures, like, where it's just sort of super far away. Mm-hmm. They don't really want anybody to see it. It's kind of like Spoiling Dead. If you know, for Walking Dead, there's Spoiling Dead, where they're like, oh, these people are on set, which means that they're still alive.
Oh,
that kind of a thing.
Yeah.
So it kind of reminds me of that. With
Lockjaw will exist. That's all we know.
Yeah.
But that's good.
It's like Lockjaw will be there.
Yeah, and it's Hawaii. It's really pretty. So, speaking of...
Hawaii is an amazing place.
Looks like a moon. Looks like the moon, right?
That's where it doesn't look like the moon at all. Doesn't look like the moon. No, they're not on the moon.
Feels like an
authentic Inhuman show. They're not on the moon.
You just missed another koi fish.
guys, okay. I want so badly to be excited for the Inhumans, and I hope to be proven wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I hope that the Tuesday after September 1st, because that's when the 2-hour premiere goes to IMAX theaters... I hope that the following Tuesday, I get to come in and tell our audience that we were wrong.
Amazing. Oh, I can't wait to be wrong.
I want to be wrong so bad.
One of the YouTube comments was like, what if it's a blah, blah, like, so what if it's amazing, or what if it's good, what if you guys are wrong?
Great.
And yes, please?
Yeah. Please, I want to be wrong.
Yeah, but we're gonna also share our honest opinion of what we've filmed. Exactly. So.
I'm not gonna pretend that doesn't look like reheated garbage to me.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. We can't pretend. Like,
I mean, besides, you wouldn't want fake enthusiasm from us anyways. Who wants that?
If I was as enthusiastic for Inhumans as I was for Deadpool, my Deadpool love would seem false. And it's real. It's realer than anything.
That is actually a really good point. That's a good point.
Yeah.
So Inhumans, they released their official synopsis today. And I don't know if you guys remember, I think it was back in like March or April where like the leaked synopsis hit and we were all like, man, I don't know about this.
Yeah.
Well, the leaked synopsis is basically the exact same synopsis as they just released.
Well, okay then.
Let me read it to you real quick. There's one thing where I'm like, yes.
Okay.
But and it's a big one to me. It's a big one to me. Cool. Marvel's Inhumans here. This is the synopsis. Marvel's Inhumans explores the never-before-told epic of the royal family, including Black Bolt, the enigmatic commanding king of the Inhumans, with a voice so powerful that the slightest whisper can destroy a city. After the royal family of Inhumans is splintered by a military coup, they barely escape to Hawaii, where their surprising interactions with the lush world and the humanity around them may prove not only save them, but Earth itself. Alright, so, we know we're going to see Adelan. Scott Buck has said in interviews that we're going, like, at some point we're going to see Adelan.
At some point.
At some point. Probably at the beginning.
Okay.
And probably very little after that. Here's my guess. Based on the teaser, based on everything that's been released, Maximus is like, hey, screw you guys. I'm king. You guys kind of like control the Inhumans in a monarchic sort of way, and we don't want that anymore. Military coup, throw them out. They escape to Hawaii using Lockjaw. They end up in Hawaii, and they try to stay undercover, but, you know, Black Bolt's got a voice that can destroy a mountain, and Medusa's got living hair, and, you know, Karnak, you know, kind of a weird-looking dude. Like, you know, Triton, not hiding very well. So they're very quickly discovered. All of a sudden, they either have to stay secret or let their secret out. It's sort of like Man of Steel kind of thing, where it's like, oh, Earth isn't ready to know this secret. It's like, yeah, the Inhumans already exist. You're just showing us that a secret society has existed under our noses for a millennia. Whatever. So that's what's going on. Here's what I'm excited about.
They'll have Moana in it?
Yeah. A voice so powerful that the slightest whisper can destroy a city. I have been terrified that his voice is just going to, like, push a car.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay.
Because Scott Buck.
Right.
So, like, okay. I've been afraid that, like, instead of getting, like, a, like, gigantic, glowing, flaming iron, it's just going to glow from the inside, and he's not going to use it very often.
Strides equal powers?
Yeah. Now, to be fair, Black Bolt very rarely uses his power. Because it's the equivalent of constantly setting off an atomic bomb. Right. Like,
yeah, but he's also in Hawaii, and you're very relaxed when you're in Hawaii. It's like, he sips his Mai Tai, and he's like,
His sighs destroy Maui. Yeah.
We lost the Big Island.
We've still got a few more, though. Let's just... There's another... Now that's the Big Island. All right, let's go to Kauai. Is that the next biggest island? I don't know. I've never been.
How are they going to do it, man?
I don't know.
We will see. We'll see in IMAX.
We'll see. Yeah, in IMAX. Here's the other thing. We didn't see Triton in that. We had a fan. I'm so sorry. I forgot to write your name down here. We had a fan tweet at us, are we concerned that they haven't showed Triton yet? I'm not. Here's why. They're still working on the CGI. They still have a lot of time. They still have 5 months to figure all this out, get all this polished and everything else. They're not ready to show Triton. I think the only reason they showed Medusa is because they kind of had to. I feel like probably there was conversations like, look, we don't have Medusa's hair ready.
Yeah.
They're still working on it. Scott Buck has said that in interviews. Still working on it. Like, it's not ready to be shown. My honest to God thought is they showed up. Marvel was probably like, here's all the costumes for your photo shoot, Entertainment Weekly. Good luck. Entertainment Weekly's like, great, we got everything. They all showed up. The actress who plays Medusa, Serenda Swan, is like, hey, so what are you guys going to do about my hair? And they're like, your wife?
Intern had to run out and get a red wig. The intern had to
run down to Hollywood Boulevard and grab a red wig, and that's why we got what we got.
Here's $50, and it's like the even decent wigs cost $57.
Yep, exactly. That's my honest 70. To God. That's my honest to God guess about what happened is that Entertainment Weekly didn't know. Like, I bet her hair is CGI almost the entire show.
It has to be.
It has to be, because it's alive.
But why didn't they CGI the cover? Like, why didn't they...
Because they didn't have the money for it, or whatever. Who knows?
EW cover.
I just feel like someone on the team could have done a visual effects image. It's not even moving. It's an image. It's a single image to make us and the fans feel better about their favorite Inhuman.
Yeah.
Medusa is the Inhuman. I know Black Bolt's cool, but, like, Medusa's the one. So to show her looking like a 1970s Captain America with ears outside of his helmet version of the costume, it's not going to be... I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Time will tell.
But we'll see.
We'll see
in September.
We'll see. I love Markia. Always being positive. All right.
Hey, we got some... Until they prove me wrong.
No, exactly. Exactly. So. And I'm trying to backtrack and stay positive about this, but... Mm-hmm.
Because there's just so, not. There's just so not. Many other things.
That we yeah, can, exactly. There's so a lot of other things to worry about.
Yeah.
We got some new Spider-Man Homecoming pictures. We'll go through them real fast, but there's not a lot of revelations there.
Comes out soon.
Yeah, it comes out in July. Comes out in a couple months.
Yeah. We'll see this very, very soon.
In like 8-9 weeks, we get to not look at pictures and look at moving pictures.
Oh, mm-hmm. Can't wait. Pictures, please, yes. No more trailers.
Yeah, no. I'm not
interested. No, please, no more trailers.
Like, I watched a couple of interviews and I was like, oh, this is really cute, but it's like, no, I'm good.
Yeah. I just like even follow Tom Holland's Instagram and I'm like, that's all the trailer I need. Yep, Tom Holland like flipping into London. I'm like, in it.
All right, there done. So here, what's this actress's name? It's not Zendaya. This actress that plays Liz Allen, but I can't remember her name.
So her name escapes me because I didn't know her before she was cast.
Yeah. Same here.
So she's anyway, she's
chat room if you want to help us with
Laura
that.
Laura Harrier.
Thank you, Ollie. Ollie Dreamboat.
Oh, Ollie Dreamboat. He is a dreamboat, yeah. Isn't he? So here we have Tom Holland as Peter Parker talking to Liz Allen. And this is kind of like the first actual kind of real look we've had. Like, we've seen her like in the trailers running, but like this is like a full-on, oh, that's Liz Allen kind of look, you know, cool.
Yeah, everybody's been all about Michelle, but it's like, yeah. Here's the love interest, so.
Yeah, and I still honestly think that Michelle's going to turn out to be Mary Jane. I just do.
I'm A-okay with it because the actress is stellar. And yeah. she is a tiger.
Yeah. So yeah. Here we have a picture of Spider-Man in concrete.
She would know tigers when she called them.
Yeah, she would.
He looks like Spider-Man so much.
Roni, can we keep moving? Just flip through real quick. Oh, yeah, we've seen this in the trailer. It's fun, exciting.
It's like I caught the elevator.
Yeah, we got it. Let's keep moving.
Hold the elevator.
Where is he? Like I've seen this picture before, but is he like saving animals? What
He's
are these cages?
He's clearly in a chicken coop dealing with Kraven the Hunter.
Yes, he has his clothes on his back in a backpack.
Before he fought the scorpion and the vulture, he fought the chickens.
Stop it! Get out! All right, let's keep Roni. Let's keep moving. He's so depressed on top of the jungle gym.
He's Spider-Man. So great power does come great responsibility, Matt.
So sad.
He's often sitting maskless, depressed.
I bet
he never had a Spider-Man costume.
I bet he can. Kill a jungle gym. I bet he could go nuts all over. Like, I would actually love to see a fight in a giant jungle gym with Spider-Man.
I want to
like,
see a Jackie Chan-esque fight with Spider-Man in a Home Depot.
Oh.
That's been my dream since I was a kid. When I was a little kid, I wrote this whole action set piece that was Spider-Man in a Home Depot, and like,
man.
That's what I want. That's so much cooler than a plane.
And it would be called... No,
come on, Marvel.
Who am I now? Like that. Who am I? Jackie, that's my favorite Jackie Chan movie. Who am I?
Yep. Okay.
And then just like, who am I now?
Nice.
But we have that scene.
Roni, let's share this one real quick, and we'll end on this one. This one's fine.
Yeah.
So this is Zendaya playing Michelle. And this picture right here, this picture to me is why she's Mary Jane. She's wearing like this weird dress. She probably made it herself. She's probably like a wannabe model, but like she's like, oh, I'm a little frumpy. I don't know if I could ever do it, but that would be fun. And then she's going to discover how to do her hair, whatever, and goosh, I'm a model. Like,
yeah,
I like she's all that. Wait, plot. So,
yeah,
Roni.
So how does it work? So when we're watching it, we're trying to find out the whole time who Mary Jane is. Like, is that how?
No.
That's just the game that we're playing right now.
Yeah.
That's it. So cool. All right, let's move on.
Yeah, but I like this picture of her because it's kind of like a sweet, quiet power.
Yeah,
so that's nice.
Yeah, and like you can, there's like a charm to her. Like this is our first real like the only thing we've seen in the trailers with her so far has been like you guys are weird,
or like which was fun,
like pathetic or whatever she says. You know,
yeah,
that's been kind of it. But here we's like, I don't know. That's that kind of has me excited.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to Infinity War real quick before we go on to the Gifted.
Yes. And then our heavy fans section.
Heavy fans. The directors drop hints about the special filming locale. It's Durham Cathedral, and they said that it's going to be used multiple times in the film, and that it's never a church. So.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So
I mean, that's kind of what I guess, but like, my here's my guess. I bet it's. A lot of it is used for Asgard, like elements of Asgard.
I think would have to. I mean, remember last week with the fan that showed, it's like, oh, this is from, Age of Ultron. It was Age of Ultron.
Yeah,
it was Age of Ultron. Thor, remember?
Thor's vision, yeah.
Yes. Remember Thor's trip?
Yeah, Thor's acid trip, yeah.
Yeah.
When Heimdall's like, you've killed us all, and he's like, ugh.
Ooh.
Yeah, I love Idris Elba.
Idris Elba is like so many fan casts in my brain.
It's just about everything.
It's just everyone. Yeah.
If he's not the next James Bond, I will stop watching James Bond movies.
Yeah, it'd be pretty upsetting.
Oh, he makes such a great James
Bond.
Can
you imagine him as freaking
He's Roland the gunslinger from Dark Tower. That's another reason. It's like him and Matthew McConaughey. Matthew McConaughey's the Man in Black. Are you kidding me?
If he becomes Green Lantern, I will do DC New Movie News. I'll just let him do that.
Yeah, you'll leave the show.
And, he just lost so many followers.
Yeah. So that's kind of all I want to say about that. Robert Downey Jr., Tony Stark, Iron Man himself, tweeted out an image of Asgardian armor. I wasn't able to find any other information on it, but I think it's fan-made, and I think he just really thought it was cool. Mm. I don't think that this is him saying, I have Asgardian armor in Infinity War, because I think that would be one of the biggest spoilers of all time.
That'd be the craziest leak by Downey Jr., but then he'd be like, man, it's a billion-dollar cover-up.
Yeah, exactly.
That's just awesome.
But it looks awesome, and you know what? Like, given, like, past interviews with Feige and the rest of the Marvel team, like, a lot of times they say, like, you know what? If we think it's cool, we throw it in. Like, we're kind of just building plot points around, do we think it's cool or not?
Yeah. Well, for the iTunes listeners, just seriously, exactly what your imagination conjured up for Iron Man meets Asgard, that is what it looks like.
Yeah. Just when you get out of your car, you get to work, or you get home, and you're not listening to us anymore, Google Iron Man Asgardian armor, and you will you'll love it. It's great. It looks great, and it would not surprise me to have it in the movie. I just don't think it is.
Yeah. I don't see a reason for it to be.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. All right. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. has been renewed for a fifth season.
You know Doom's loving it.
Oh, Doom's got to be loving it. Yeah. And we have the season finale tonight. Mm-hmm. Pretty exciting. Mm-hmm. They're out of the framework. They're doing their thing, whatever. It's really, really fun. So the fifth season is not premiering in September, the way it usually does.
Yeah.
It is filming after the Inhumans is done airing. So, Inhumans...
Okay.
There's a reason.
Opens at September 1st at the theaters. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Starts on Friday nights at 9. Mm-hmm. And okay. September 29th, I want to say. I forgot to write it down. I think it's September 29th, though. Mm. Friday night at 9 o'clock, following Once Upon a Time. And then, that runs for 8 episodes. Maybe 10, but I think it's only 8 episode order. And then Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. comes on at some point after that. So we probably won't see Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. until mid-season, which could be maybe November, possibly January of 2018 is when we'll see the next Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Okay.
But it is a full episode order. It's a full series order.
So story-wise, like, it has to have something to do with the Inhumans.
Possibly. I mean, I think it has to at some level.
Excellent
but
speculation.
I just can't imagine why they'd push it that long without... I mean, I don't know. We'll see.
I don't know. We'll but see. What's interesting is that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. has been on Tuesdays at 10, which is a great spot for it. It has like 5.4 million viewers, whatever, something like that. So pushing it to Friday is weird because Friday traditionally has been the death spot. Like, that's where shows go to die. Like, if a network is like... Except for CGIF.
That was the one time because Friday was...
But this isn't a family show.
People go out on Fridays.
Yeah, exactly. So. Like, Friday night at 9, that's... People are out. But, websites like IO9 and a few other websites have been like, calm down.
Okay.
People don't watch TV the way they do.
Yeah, I was going to say, does it matter when it plays now?
Not really. Because
I don't watch shows when they, are on.
Yeah.
I don't. I watch everything on apps, so...
Yeah, you didn't even know one of your favorite shows is on the network, the FX.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because I watch everything on, like, Amazon Prime, Netflix, Hulu, Crunchyroll. This is my TV.
The cord has been cut.
WWE Network.
Yeah.
That's my TV.
Yeah, so it's entirely possible that ABC is banking on... I mean, yeah, people will still... Like, the people who want to watch the show will watch it on Friday night.
Mm-hmm. And then people that watch it when they watch it will watch it when they watch it.
Or most people watch it on the weekends when they have time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we'll get in before the weekend, just before the weekend. We'll watch it then. That's my guess as to what's going on. ABC would not order a full season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. if they were like, this is the last season, we're cutting it. Like, half season, whatever. But like a full season order, that's a lot. That's a lot to do for a show that they're just going to blindly cancel anyway, you know, so I'm not as worried about it as maybe I was this morning. All right,
okay,
let's go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yes, so we do have an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. minute. Unfortunately, we got it a little bit late to be able to make it for broadcast, but we'll see about tweeting it on the Marvel Movie News Twitter, so look out for it there.
Yeah.
We're gonna do our best to do it that way.
Thank you for saying that. I appreciate that. I forgot to say that. Let's move on to The Gifted.
The Gifted.
All right. I have kind of mixed feelings about this, but I'm not doom and gloom on it. I've heard a few fans talk to a few people who are a little bit like, meh, I don't know. I'm not on board. I'm totally on board.
It rang my nerd dinner bell. There went my phone.
My nerd dinner bell.
It did.
I love that. It's funny.
Because I felt like they balanced it out. And I love Amy Acker. And I thought she was such a great grab for it's an X-Men television show.
Mm-hmm.
We have that. We have a live action X-Men television show. And it feels grounded, but not too grounded.
Mm-hmm.
From what they showed us, the original teaser trailer, I enjoy this full trailer. I guess I was a little bit starved for some good X-Men.
Yeah, that's the biggest reservation I have, is that this featured a lot of characters that I don't have, like, built-in care for.
Oh, yes.
Like,
and this is also the property that they're making up some.
Yeah, so it's like, if you're doing an X-Men show, why aren't you using the X-Men? But Matt Nix, good showrunner. He had Burn Notice. I did Prison Break. Like,
I did not watch either of those.
I didn't see all of those, but I did see enough to know, like, this dude knows what he's doing.
Okay.
He's no Scott Buck. Hey, shots fired, Scott Buck.
Yeah.
I just turned into, like, a morning drive DJ. Hello, Scott Buck.
But, Coy, how are you feeling with it?
I think I'd rather watch the 90 Generation X show again.
Wow. Wow.
I think it looks like... Oh, God, I hate to be negative. I love things, but, like, man...
You don't hate things, you love things.
I love things, but looks like, to me, and Bryan Singer is a talented director. He's a good mutant movie maker. He's not an X-Men filmmaker, except for Days of Future Past, which is incredible. This looks like all the things I don't like about Bryan Singer in one package. Like, it's like the it doesn't hold true to the characters that we know and love and why adapt it. It doesn't have power sets that are really, like, presentationally interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It does all the cliche, like, young mutant power thing, like, let me do this thing. And the 30-second open of those two actors, just, like, it felt like a studio scene for acting class. It was like, two people do a walk and talk about powers. Like, it just had all the hackneyed, this is how we lose good television. Like, this is what, like, if there's 10 comic shows and 8 of them are decent and 2 are amazing, we don't get to have 11. And this just looks decent. It looks like something people will watch, but why not follow Legion with something spectacular? Why not follow, like, you know, Jessica Jones, Daredevil, all these shows, they're so good. Why just do okay?
Yeah.
And it looks okay. Fair. And that, to me, in a time of glory, okay suddenly becomes a C becomes a D minus because of where we stand. And I don't want to lose everything we've fought for with mediocrity.
Yeah. All right. Marquia? Okay.
I think with this property, I mean, unlike how it is with Inhumans, where it's just that so spectacularly out there, I mean, Space Palace much, you know, kind of a thing, like, that's where you can grasp all the weird and you flaunt it and, you know, wave it around and take it home to mom. But, like, with this, like, or with X-Men in general, I think one of the problems that happened with X-Men is that it just got too big, too complex, too... You know, swirling portal trash in the sky. We have to save the world, and it's like this is bringing it back smaller, kind of like how with Logan was smaller. It wasn't we have to save the world; it's that we have to save these kids. And then it seems like it's very familial based, and I want that for X-Men. I want to see these. I want to see this girl who looks like she's one of the popular girls, but she's actually an outcast because of her powers. I want to see her, it seemed like her younger brother, like, taking him through. It's like, at first it'd be like, oh, I kind of feel like it would be like, oh, I hope that you wouldn't have what I have, but you do, so let me guide you. And then that going wrong. And then, like, you have the father figure, who also is going to be, you know, he's anti-mutant and everything, and we get to use the word mutant, which is nice. And I like that he has to focus on, well, now this is something that pertains to me. This affects my family. Now I have to look beyond how it was before. And that seems like very political based to me, where it's like people would have, like, in social base, where it's like people have certain views that they will hold for themselves and then have different views for others. So it's like, I like that change that you can have with a character. And then I like that we're going to have X-Men, we're going to have Brotherhood in it. Mm-hmm. And it seems it's contained, but it's also not too huge. And I mean, look, you have Blink's powers being used amazing. Right here. I enjoy that. I like that there's a promise that, like, hey, this is going to be utilized, but we're also taking it on the small level for you so that you can relate with these characters. And we get Sentinels, but in a different way. It's like, I like those Minority Report little guys, you know, that are
like Minority Report / Matrix.
I think that's terrifying to know that Sentinel
spiders.
It's not these giant killer robots, and God, the budget for that, you know, to make that happen.
I bet we see those at some point.
I mean, it's going to have to be like other generations, or maybe it's, you know, it's like Terminator. It's Terminator 3000, and then it keeps on going up. But yeah, it's like, those are terrifying to me because you can't run for those. How are you going to run from that? You can't run from a dog, let alone that.
As
a human. I enjoy that. I'm excited for it. I'm not as excited as, like, hey, Luke Cage season 2, you know, that kind of thing, because, you know, that's different levels for me. But I feel like there has been a void, and I feel like this might be that X-Men shaped
really
hole that we didn't realize.
It really, really
so
could be.
So I'm, you know, I'm pumped for it.
I agree with a lot of your points. Like when he said, the line in the trailer that hooked me the most was, the X-Men, the Brotherhood, we don't even know if they exist, or whatever it was that he said. I was like, oh man, like they said, like the Brotherhood of Evil Mutants, like that's amazing, like started by Magneto, Mystique was a part of that, Blob, Toad, like, I bet we see those guys. I bet we see Blob, I bet we see Toad, like those are relatively simple characters and powers to show. And it would be cool to see those characters later on and have, like, a sort of, like, track of redemption for those, because, like, they were the Brotherhood of Evil Mutants, you know? So it's like, maybe we see, like, they were at one point were mutant terrorists, and now they're trying to turn over a new leaf. They save the kids or whatever. I will say the biggest negative to me is that it centers on four characters that I know nothing about.
Yeah, there's that. Where it's just like this invention when you didn't really need that.
Yeah, we could see Jubilee and her family.
Yes,
but we've got two kids that we don't come into with a connection. But that might actually work for the story better. It might be like,
we'll see.
If I give you characters that you already have preconceived notions of and ideas about, then no matter what we do, we're ostracizing a good half of the audience who think that we did it wrong.
Although
and
now,
they're the center protagonist. If we do our own creation, we can do it the way we want, and we're not wrong in our portrayal of them. Mm-hmm. And these characters are just used to sort of guide you through the X-Men universe that you're excited to see. Yes, it's their story that we're following. Those are the stories that we're investing our emotions in. Like, ooh, I hope they get away. Oh, I hope they don't get kidnapped. I hope the government doesn't get them. Like, and I would prefer to throw those emotions onto characters that I already know, but if you inject these characters that we don't know anything about into the greater story of the characters that we do know about, because we know we're getting Thunderbird, we know we're getting Polaris.
Yes.
Which I'm very
we're getting
excited.
Blink.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
You know, so I'm gonna hold judgment. I think Matt Nix can do it.
I love Matt Nix. That's exciting.
But now that you said Jubilee's family, I wish it was that. I wish it was
that. I didn't mean to do that.
But there's so many variables that could have worked. This amazing thing in Marvel where they have like these little mini, like 12 issue arcs, like from a newspaper's perspective.
Yeah.
Like for a big event in comics, they do the Civil War, they don't know stuff like that. I would love if this was a show rooted in characters we didn't know and then had everyone we did know around them. That'd be the best of both worlds. You'd have the characters, so you're not prejudging them, what they're doing, what their powers are. You're not expecting these arcs and all these things, but you have all of this exciting arc that you know from the comics happening in the background. That's the only way I think this show would make the way they're presenting it work for me. But
the
I
argument
don't think that's what this is.
The argument that I'm making is that that's what they're doing. Like
I
this
hope
is
you're right.
This is a bit more. This is like the four characters that we're following. Mm-hmm. I think they're Reed Strucker. Like it's like the Strucker family.
Right. So
I think it's kind of
it's
a
like,
weird choice because like is it
Strucker?
Von Strucker? Like Baron Von Strucker? What? But all right, go for it. Whatever. I honestly think they're kind of like the Rosencrantz and Guildenstern to Hamlet. Like, it's
I'd love that.
I think that's kind of what we're going to see. I think we're going to see familiar elements of, like, you know, God loves, man kills. We're probably going to see, like, Master Mold. We're going to see all the Sentinel stuff.
Yeah.
You know, running from the government. Like, I think we're probably going to see all that. I bet later in the season we get characters like Cypher, you know, like other new mutants, like, you know, stuff like that. Like, I really think... And we have to remember, this is a pilot. This is...
Mm-hmm. Right. There's so much...
At best, this is, like, a really incredibly well-made proof of concept.
Right.
And Fox has, like, oh, and we've got a full season, or, like, 10 episodes, or whatever it is that they have. My guess is, since it's... is this playing on Fox or FX? I can't remember. Fox. It's Fox. So yeah. We probably have, like, 20-some-odd episodes of, like, same. Here's a new X-Men, here's another X-Men, oh, here's that villain, they're gonna defeat him this time, but he's gonna come back in 6 episodes, like... Yeah. We're gonna
I'm
see
gonna give it
all.
A chance. I don't want to be that negative.
Yeah.
I'm gonna watch it. I'm gonna give it a chance. The things I said before worry me.
Sure. Yeah, and if we don't like it, fans will let them know. And
yeah.
On
absolutely.
To the next thing.
Yeah.
So
I also love that Fox has Gotham and now they have the X-Men. So good on you, Fox.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's cool.
All right. Do we want to say anything else about the Gifted? I will say the trailer that we've seen is probably all from the pilot.
Oh, guaranteed.
That's most likely all that's been shot. So that's probably all from the pilot. I think probably what happens is we probably start with an assault on the X-Men, like Polaris, Thunderbird, Blink. Eclipse is one of the mutants that they made up. I think we probably see a government assault on them. They capture Polaris, put her in a special prison. That's the Instagram post that we saw from Bryan Singer.
Mm-hmm.
And then... The dude who's responsible for all that, Stephen Moyer's character of Reed Strucker, discovers that his children are mutants. The government comes after them, and he's like, "Whoa, no! These are my kids.
Yeah.
Like, I've helped you before. I'm a district attorney, but I'm not helping you take my kids." They go on the run. They run into mutants, and they're like, "Give us Polaris back. That's how we help. Like, we will help you. You have to turn on the people that have employed you now. Help us get Polaris back." And I bet that's the first couple episodes of the season.
I'm intrigued.
Nice. Yeah. So, Ollie, do we have anything on the live chat that we need to address before we go into our Marvelites?
Do you guys think that Polaris is set up for Magneto? That's her dad? Do you think we will actually see, like, Magneto? Or is he going to be completely, like, off-screen throughout the entire
season? For those of you who really want to watch Legion and haven't watched it yet, close your ears for, like, 5 seconds. You haven't
Which episode?
The end. Like, it's
I'm
towards the end.
I'm one episode from the end, just in case.
Okay. We saw, like, a quick plug of, like, la 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 la, Muffs, if you haven't seen it. We saw a quick plug of Professor X in Legion, but we did not see Professor X. My guess is that we might actually see a plug of Magneto without ever actually seeing Magneto. There we go.
You're good.
I saw you moving. I was like, all right, good.
So that's my guess. Do you guys have any thoughts?
On
Magneto?
Do we put him on earmuffs again?
Do you agree with my, like, we don't need to repeat the spoiler. Do you agree with what I said? Or?
I agree with what you said.
Great. Okay.
Basically. I think you should see Gifted starring Chris Evans in your local theater, because it's incredible.
Is it really good?
Oh, it's so good. I cried. I've seen it twice. It's so good. It's powerful. See
you. Anything else before we move on to the Marvelites? Because we've got a lot of Marvelites to do.
Yes, and we have that contest that we did. We do have a winner.
Markia, do you want to take the reins?
Yeah,
take us through the Marvelites?
All is good. All right. So, first order of news with the Merry Marvelites. Yes, so in case you didn't notice on the Twitter, we did movie fights.
With the Screen Junkies.
What was that? Last Thursday.
Thursday.
Yeah, last Thursday. It was a Guardians of the Galaxy themed movie fights, and we battled.
I don't want to say who won. Like, in case people haven't seen it, they want to go watch it, whatever. I don't want to do anything like that. And I think who won is, like, arbitrary. It's all completely up to Andy anyway. It's like,
okay.
We all had incredible arguments for every single thing. But go watch it if you haven't seen it yet. But that was hard.
It was intense. And so that, you know, like, in between fights, we would, like, reassure each other, be like, hey, we love you.
I was writing notes to both of them, like, hey, I'm sorry. I love you guys so much. I'm sorry that I'm having to... fight you.
Be
I don't
like you know
this
what? That's
all.
A really good idea, and it's just I had to say things.
Well, and what's really funny is that, like, we all had. So, in case you don't
so
know
many
this,
similar answers.
The way they do it at Screen Junkies is they ask you to give your top answer, but then, like, a second answer in case someone else had the same answer. we all were repeating each other. Like, yeah. We were arguing against each other.
Against choices that we actually would have had.
Yeah. Yeah, like, so, like I, just a spoiler, you had a Bill Murray as the gardener for your first choice. I had a Bill Murray as the gardener as my second choice, and I had to argue against that, even though I was like, I love this idea so much.
I had Dolph Lundgren as Cosmo the dog for my second choice, and Cosmo came up like 4 times in the episode.
So, no spoilers, but yeah, that was not, like, I had fun doing it. Mm-hmm. I hated fighting you.
Yeah.
Like, I hate it.
I'm pretty certain I had Yondu as my first choice, yeah. And you already got it, so I ended up with Groot.
That's funny.
I'd have to check my email. Or I might have had that flippy where it's like Baby Groot and then Yondu.
Yeah, but I think I might have. As the best guardian?
As the best guardian. All right, so, just a little spoiler like of what we have to do. But yes, our shout outs, aka the time that I mess up people's names, Ali Janaid. Janaid, yes. At Chandler Fan, Shane Pickett, at Dad Rad 4, G at 1Swole_Hispanic, nice. Charles Lee, at Goofy Fan _ Chuck, Bark! Exclamation point at Birds _ What are they?
Oh, it's the best Twitter. I love it. That Birds, what are they?
Karen Mireles at Mirelli ITLA. Jorge Chavez at No Computer 27.
Jose, you gotta get a computer, bro.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, Jose Ricardo Mays at Biggie the Legend. And then Stephanie.
Hey, it's my mom.
At Steph Amthus.
Yay! Yes. Thank you, audience of one, Ollie. Oh,
yes. So good at clapping.
Some more shout-outs. So, Chase, at Quantum of Chase, I finished my MS in physics, and my wife is taking me to see Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 to celebrate. Can I get a shout-out?
Yes! Yeah. I think that's... By the way, that's amazing. Like, wow. His Master of Science in physics?
Nice! Insane. Smart person.
I had, so, love like, that. I was at Burning Man last year. I go to Burning Man. And I like we had an art car that I got to drive around a little bit, and this dude, like, one of the things that you do at Burning Man is if someone waves you down and you have an art car, you stop and you let them get on and you take them where they need to go,
an art car.
It's a car that you've transformed to make
art car.
Art, yeah. So,
okay, I was like, hearing we had, like, art car, and art I was car. Like, no, like an art, art of art?
No. Art we had a lawnmower that we turned into like a covered Conestoga wagon, basically. Fun. And it's fun to drive around. It drives like a boat. It's a lot of fun.
If it wasn't for being outdoors and heat, I'd go.
No, it's a blast. And like you, that's part of it. You get over it because you have to survive. But this one guy jumped in, British accent, lovely guy. Didn't actually have a camp that he was staying in. He was just going to whatever camps would let him crash with them. Like, he was, like, full-on burning, like, don't have a camp, don't have a tent, I have a sleeping bag and clothes. I'm just going from camp to camp and sleeping on couches. I'm like, that's amazing! Except it was all with a British accent. He had his PhD in physics.
Dude.
Nice. And I was like, you're at Burning Man, this is amazing! So I was like, so what's it in? He's like, oh, it's in quantum physics, so it's, spin on electrons, and he's, like, going off, and I'm just like, sure. Yep. Keep talking.
Sounds
this is
good.
Sounds nice. Amazing. Yeah. So
very cool.
Congratulations, man. That's really cool. Quantum of Chase.
Yeah.
And enjoy Guardians.
Yeah. Hope you enjoyed it. Lawrence A. Hey, I've been watching since episode 1. Can I get a shout out to New Zealand, where I'm from?
What? P.S.
Always love it when the Sizzler is on. Keep up the awesome work, guys.
I mean, I just wish Sizzler knew what he was talking about and had something to contribute. Otherwise, we'd have him on a lot more often.
I really just mixed them up.
Yeah. I wish he could be cool every now and again. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are such dorks.
I can't wait until he sees that and he tweets it.
Yeah. Obviously, we all love Sizzler Kisser. We have him on whenever we can. Yeah. And let me see if I can do the New Zealand accent right. Well, thanks for watching our show. That's great. All right. Good on you. Did I do it right?
That's
terrible. Thank you.
Ooh, this is why Roni's evil.
Lawrence A., you can grade my accent for me. Thank you.
Cole Cruz
I'm
at Cole.
That was great. I like it.
Yeah, thank you, Roni.
At Cruz _ Cole. Could I get a shout out? My B-Day is Thursday. I love your show, and it is an awesome part of my week.
Happy birthday, Cole Cruz.
Happy birthday, Cole Cruz.
Yeah. Who wants? Does anyone want to sing to him? Or Cole, you want
to sing to him?
You should sing.
Happy birthday, Cole Cruz.
It was like Savage Garden meets Creed. It was a little different flavor in there.
No, Creed would be Happy Birthday, Cole Cruz.
That's the more traditional.
Yeah, it's more traditional Creed. Yeah.
Man, and this next one makes me feel like we're a radio show, which I love. Aaron Wilkerson at Aaron Wilk. Birthday shout out from me out to my girlfriend
Valeria?
Valeria.
Hey!
Yeah, Valeria. Her B-Day is this Thursday, which is the 19th. She puts up with all my wonderful nerdiness. Aww.
I met these people, and they're very swell, and she was a lovely, patient nerd appreciator.
I met them on St. Patty's Day. Aaron's going to be on our Cosmic Couch soon.
Good people.
Nice.
He met me the other day. Since it's kind of like a romance happy birthday, do you want to give her a sexy happy birthday?
Hey, Valeria.
Ooh.
I met you a couple months back, and let me just say, Aaron's a lucky man, and we're all luckier for you having been born on this day.
Very, very lucky.
Happy birthday. There's so much production. There's like a backup dancer voice.
She's putting up with a lot of nerdiness over there.
Aaron's a huge nerd.
I have a giant afro.
Oh, that's the only way to go with that.
Oh yeah, you were both killing it. We were all on that. All right.
Nice. All right, questions real quick. Jonathan Peck at JPeck 1098. Should Deadpool 2 open with Wade breaking Dopinder out of jail? And P.S., can you guys wish me luck on my test this Thursday? Which we did wish you luck via Twitter.
Good luck on your test. Go kill that, man. Like, you're going to kill it. You're smart. You're a smart man.
I hope Deadpool opens with Worm, because we had him on the show and he was great.
He was a nice guy. That would be interesting if he was still alive.
It would. We don't know. We didn't see it. It's a comic movie.
So, but, spoilers, by the way, he died in the movie. If you haven't seen Deadpool.
February 2000.
Yeah, of last year. Spoiler, he died.
So Ashley Hutchins, at Ashley Hutchins, birthday last Thursday. Can I get a shout out?
Also, hey, happy birthday, Ashley Hutchins!
Happy birthday! Also, Matt, do you think Dormammu will be in Infinity War?
I think there's two ways to answer that. Do I want Dormammu in Infinity War? Yes. Do I think he will be? Probably not. If he is, it'll be more of a cameo sort of Easter egg, like Thanos is tripping through the multiverse and like there's Dormammu. He's like, oh, not again, you know, whatever. But I don't know why I sounded like Gandalf there, but that's my guess is that
this vinyl feather,
if anything, like it's a cameo. That's way too much to introduce in a movie where they're introducing Captain Marvel and 1,000 other characters that are all going to get their Marvel Cosmic spinoff in Phase 4. So no, I don't think that we will, but I would love to see it.
And I totally just realized that I said this far, no further, and that's Picard. That's not Gandalf. Okay, so Keith Fitzgerald at Fits to Cool. Do you ever worry about Marvel fatigue? With all the new shows coming out, it might start to get too much for the average viewer to keep track of. I don't worry about it because as long as they're not just making it superheroes, that it's actually like with Black Panther, it's a political thriller, you know, that has superheroes in it and it expands the world. As long as...
When does that come out, by the way?
Black Panther is that's February. Next. Yeah.
Go ahead. That's yours. That's your. I'm sorry.
That's not so interesting.
Yes.
Are there big names?
Yes, Roni. Yes. You're messing with me right now. Oh, Roni's evil.
Hey, no, I want to hear you talk about it.
Are
like,
you serious?
Angela Davis or what's the leader?
Angela Bassett. Okay, you are messing with me.
That's, okay, we'll talk later. No, I'm
okay. Okay, no. It has Angela Bassett in it. It doesn't have Denzel Washington.
It's Michael B. Jordan in it.
It has Michael B. Jordan. No, okay. Michael B. Jordan, it has...
Oh, he was good in Fruitvale Station, so yeah, that's
yes,
okay.
And actually, did you ever watch Creed, Rooney?
I did. I liked it, actually. Yeah.
Okay, the director of Creed is the person that's directing.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. I can't right now, because I'm like, oh, this is someone that doesn't know about Black Panther, and I'm going to bring him over to our side.
I'm there, girl.
But yeah, Ryan Coogler, he's the director for it, and apparently he has freaking killed it. Do you like Walking Dead at all?
No, that's a hard no. But I mean, I don't mind. But that's to say, I'm not. It's not my cup of tea. But I mean, I might try it now that you guys kind of exposed me to this genre.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Yeah, but I was saying that because the character actress that plays Michonne, her name's Danai Gurira.
Gurira.
She is also in Black Panther, and it's just that's one of the properties that people tend to know. And Lupita Nyong'o is also in it, and you know her from 12 Years a Slave.
And Star Wars.
And, oh, yeah. Yes, Force it's Star Awakens. Wars. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. But yes, it's amazing. We'll talk more after the show. Okay, so Chris Logal at Chris_Logal. Since The Rock is in everything these days, Coy, fan cast him in any upcoming Marvel Studios role.
By the way, while you're thinking, I love The Rock.
I know. I sent a tweet out earlier that I was like, he's one of the few people that could do DC and Marvel, do major mm-hmm. roles, and mm-hmm. both the universes would be better for it.
Yeah.
Isn't he Black Adam?
He is
Black Adam, yeah. I would love to see him in the Marvel Universe. I think he completely reinvigorated the Fast and Furious universe. Like, for me personally.
I'm so glad you get it.
Yeah, I totally get it now. I get it.
Coy's been
ridiculous.
On a roller coaster this entire show.
It's been a lot. Yeah. I've been like, great news, horrible news, great news. What's that trailer?
So in a studio, like, this, the system in Hollywood used to be that you would find a celebrity and then they would drive people into the seats. And, like, Tom Cruise for a long time was the guy. Like, if Tom Cruise was in a movie, audiences were guaranteed to see it. It was guaranteed to be a blockbuster. Mm-hmm. But
I like that, Tom Cruise.
No, I do too. I do too. And, like, yeah. I loved him in Edge of Tomorrow. That was a great turn for him. I loved him in Tropic Thunder.
Yeah, like, it's very rare that I don't like Tom Cruise in a movie.
I enjoy his Mission Impossible stuff just because he's wacky. He's like, I do my own stunts. Like, I think part of it is, like, that he has a messiah complex at some level, but, like,
I don't know
still
how he
does
is,
it.
I don't know how he is as a person. I just love that he gives his all when he brings us that movie.
I've heard people who have met him. Like, I've heard mm-hmm. of a couple people who have, like, been at parties and met him at parties who have said they get why he's a celebrity. They get why he's a movie star.
He remembered my mom's birthday when I worked with him in a movie. He remembered a week later my mom's birthday, and, like, it was the sweetest thing in the world, and he is just a barrel of happiness.
Wait,
I love
Rock?
That guy.
The
no, that's
no,
not
no, Tom
Cruise. He calls me on Twitter.
I have heard that, like, he is the most charming and engaging man. Mm-hmm. It's like, he'll shake your hand, makes eye contact, he's completely interested in you.
Focused, remember?
Like, awesome. Yeah, like, that's amazing, you know, so...
I enjoy him. I don't understand why other people don't. This is one
Scientology.
Of the...
This,
well, yeah, but then that's like, you know, that's somebody's religious views, and I'm not
sure.
I'm not going to go
sure.
into that.
But, like, the point that I was really trying to make before I went off on a tangent for 30 minutes, which is what I do, The Rock, I feel, is that guy who can drive people to the seats right now.
Yeah.
Like, if The Rock is in a movie, I'm immediately more interested.
And I demand to have another The Rock and Chris and Kevin Hart movie.
Yeah,
I loved Central Intelligence.
Yeah, see, I didn't see that, but, like, I'm like, I kind of want to see it because it's
The
Rock.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah,
the, like, two of them are so
weird
cute.
Ones.
Okay, we gave them enough time.
Beta Ray Bill.
Ooh, all right,
oh.
sure.
I want to see him break.
He's worthy. He should be worthy,
right?
I cannot say that. Mjolnir.
Mjolnir.
Mew Mew. They know what
perfect.
I mean.
They,
Thor's
they,
hammer. I want to see him break Thor's hammer.
Mjolnir.
Ooh.
Oh.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Ooh, I like
Living
that.
Tribunal.
Living Tribunal will work, but I like the idea of three actors playing Living Tribunal.
That's fair.
And
that's
The
fair.
Rock, I think, is too much man for... Like, I see him as one entity of a... He's a trinity
sure.
to me.
Yeah.
Sure.
And alternatively, the best one, or my favorite one I saw in the live chat was Super Finch said, The Rock should be the Thing, and that's real fun.
Yes.
Oh.
Super Finch.
It's clobbering time. Yeah, I can
yeah,
see
Yeah, right? Like,
can you smell what the thing is cooking?
Eyebrow
yeah.
up with the rocks around it?
Yeah.
Into it.
Into it, yeah.
So yeah, those three.
Not,
those
not,
three.
Great. Not anything against Michael Chiklis, though.
Yeah, Michael Chiklis
oh,
was
yeah,
great.
Great.
Jamie
those
Bell was great. Jamie
okay.
Bell had those blue eyes.
He did.
All right, so Luke Stuttered at Luke Saint 16. I wanted to ask, do you think Spider-Man will do better than the originals? If so, you think Sony will make a better deal?
I do think Spider-Man will do as well as the originals, maybe
mm-hmm.
a little bit better. It's absolutely going to make no less
yeah.
than 900 million worldwide.
Yeah.
I think it'll get up to 1.1.
I think it's going to
be like this.
I think it's going to go just over the first Spider-Man and obviously trounce The Amazing.
I think if word of mouth for the film is good, it'll break a billion. If reviews are good and the audiences like it, it'll break a billion. If it's middling, if people are like, that's all right, it'll still do 700 million worldwide.
Yeah.
700 to 800 million is my guess.
Okay, we're approaching what you... Yeah, we're approaching it. So, right here, really fun, from Cole Canaletti, at Cole_Canaletti. It's Marvel Movie News Pop Vinyls.
I love these.
So
cool.
Yeah, it's really
go.
Cute. He made us as pop vinyl characters.
And then he took pictures on his computer.
And he took
it's
pictures.
Great.
Yeah, so you there's Matt. Oh, I'm sorry. No, Coy, me, and then Matt. And Coy's got his goatee. We all have the, you know, the pop eyes. love this.
Those are like freakishly spot on.
Yeah, they really are.
It's pretty on point. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, I like that you got my blush in.
And my favorite thing is that I saw you guys both wearing earphones, and I was like, oh, I'm not wearing headphones. Oh no, I am. My hair is just
splitting
it.
Yeah,
luscious hair.
Yeah, that's beautiful, man.
Dude, those
down
are great.
Shoes,
thank you so
those
much.
Those are fantastic.
Yeah, that
thank
is
you
super
so so
fun.
Much, man. That's great.
Thanks, Cole.
Good work, Cole.
Okay, and from Asi Kanga Sharju at Reels.
Real Exosis?
Exosis.
Josis?
Crosis? Still waiting for that Koi casting of New Warriors.
What's up,
which
Koi?
We did that.
Rundown of all the people they announced, the characters they announced.
I think that was about maybe 3 weeks ago, give or take. Ollie was saying like perhaps 3 weeks ago
or
so. I don't
remember who I picked because it's on the moment.
Yeah, so I, just maybe rewatch the episode for that one.
I do believe though that we're still waiting on the Runaways.
We are still waiting on the Runaways, and I do believe they've been cast.
They're all cast.
The picture they released is perfect. So
yeah.
I would like to cast the people they cast for the Runaways for the
Runaways.
Right,
there we go.
You finally answered it year and a half later. Good work.
If you're waiting for the cast of a Cloak and Dagger, I think that one's good too.
Yeah.
Oh man, the Cloak and Dagger trailer
awesome.
Did the opposite.
That was
the Gifted
really cool.
trailer did me.
Kyle Speecher, Specher at Kyle Specher. Can't believe I just discovered at Marvel Movie News. Been living under a rock. Got a new favorite show.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Yeah,
welcome.
Kyle. Welcome,
always
sir.
Nice to have
welcome.
One.
Welcome.
Okay, and
glad
now,
to have you.
You saw last week where we had a fan art entrance, and now this week the rest of the fan art entries that we have. First up, we have a Blackbeard at Jovius 3000. It's the Marvel Movie News crew. It's me as Misty Knight. It's Matt as Doctor Strange Obs, and then it has Koi as Deadpool. And it's like Marvel Movie News was here. We are definitely on a planet. I'm not sure.
We're in another dimension.
We're in another dimension.
In Ditko dimension.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
The colors.
Oh, the colors are gorgeous.
So Ditko.
Nicely done. Thank you,
so
Ditko. I love that so much.
Yeah, it's great.
And then right here we have Jonathan Peck at JPEC1098. It's because we were on Screen Junkies. Screen
funny.
Junkies movies fights. He superimposed us onto the Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm Gamora.
You make a great Gamora, by
that's
the way.
That's a fun Gamora. My hair used
Gamora.
To kind of be like that. So
you
I'm
make
like,
a great
ah.
Gamora.
Can I tell you my favorite part of this? I like the way they have Koi's like. He has, like, no shoulders.
I don't need shoulders. I'm Star-Lord.
And that facial expression, buddy.
I'm so ready with it and so smug. Now, that actually, this is a backstory, this image. Mm-hmm. I took a picture with a Star-Lord standee making that silly face because Chris Pratt was behind me in a standee. I don't think I've ever talked about this in the show, and I'll probably tweet the picture because it was sent to me over Christmas. I did a movie with Chris Pratt where I played his little brother. And literally, there's an image on the internet and in a movie where it's literally like me with curly hair, super short, just looking up admiringly at the camera, and Chris Pratt just looking like awesome and handsome, but I look so squirrely. And ever since, whenever I see a Chris Pratt standee, I'm like, I gotta look cool because that one time I looked so silly.
What movie was that?
Bride Wars.
Nice.
Nice.
And Anne Hathaway's magnum opus, Bride Wars.
Nice.
Does and it has. It has Matt
as
Drax.
Those are my real pecs. He captured it.
That's actually a picture of Matt that he just made gray.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Nice.
It's crazy. My face is actually that messed up. Yeah.
Okay, and I know... okay, they said that they weren't entering the contest, but we really love these quick sketches that you did of our crew. This is from 2050 at Plates of Bacon. First one is me as Cat Cat. I remember all of these characters are, you know, have extensive canon.
MMM canon.
MMM canon.
Yeah.
Particularly for Cat Cat. Her powers are light scratches, ability to persuade anyone to do her whims, always lands on her feet, weaknesses, whiskas, tweets, and catnip.
All true.
And I'm Cat Cat, y'all.
All true. All true. Let's
that.
Move on to the next one.
Next is Skiddity Bop.
Skibbity Bop.
Skibbity Bop.
No, that's
no, wait.
Blankety Blank.
Okay, next one is Blankety Blank. Blankety Blank is Koi, and the powers are
invisibility.
Can you expand it just a bit more?
Can teleport, but only onto empty chairs. outstanding.
Automatically.
Oh, automatically shows up whenever you say his name.
That's, I mean, that's true.
Nice.
Blankety Blank.
It's
there
exhausting
he is.
At party.
Yes. And his weaknesses actually meant to say occupy chairs in
problem.
LA traffic.
I mean,
yeah.
It's too real.
Nice.
Too real.
It's too real.
That is OP.
There's,
okay.
There's Blankety Blank. Yeah. And then we've got Skiddity Bop.
Skibbity Bop.
Skibbity Bop.
Skibbity Bop.
And you can see... has a visor, an arrow
that
chair.
That is totally me.
Powers are instantly...
Distracts people when he talks. Can you see it okay? Do you want me to read it? Because I can see it okay.
Yeah, if you can see it okay.
Mild...
Sonic booms.
Oh, mild sonic booms.
Ollie, do you have it? Can
yes,
you just,
I do.
Yes, yeah. Just say it.
I can read it here, too. It's mild sonic booms, first to know anything, unlimited knowledge.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. That's true.
And with that goatee, his weaknesses are the pit bulls and leaked trailers.
It's true.
Don't leak a trailer. He gets pissed.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, and
it's
a
true.
Companion. You have a companion.
Yeah.
Cosmic Mike.
Cosmic Mike. There we go. Here it is. Here it is.
So we understand you didn't want to be entered, but we had to, you know, show this glory. It was awesome.
And we love, 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 love you too.
Yeah, that's
yes.
amazing.
Yes, thank you.
That's fantastic.
Okay, and then Cole, this is one from Cole Canaletti, at Cole_Canaletti. The Earth's Mightiest Heroes have fallen to those Disney fanatics. We meant to show this last week, and we didn't have it ready to go, but we do this week,
yes.
where it's Matt is Doctor Strange, Mia's Black Panther, and I'm going to say I'm Shuri. And then
nice.
And then we have Koi as...
It looks like Deadpool to me.
It looks like Deadpool. But he's holding Spidey Cat.
The most important thing in the world.
Yes.
I say, but he's my son all the time. You have no idea how accurate that is.
Yeah, this is awesome,
Cole. This is
really
awesome.
Not only is this awesome, this is the second runner-up for the fan art contest that we have for the Marvel Core gift box.
And can we just say what we were talking about earlier before the show started? If you see this photo, Matt's thighs are nice and bulky.
Yeah.
Matt has been working out.
Cole knows that I run in the mornings.
True. So. Lot of squats.
Just...
Look at those things. My gosh.
I run 10 feet, do like 20 squats, that's run crazy. 10 feet. I'm very annoying in our neighborhood.
The reason that cloak is there inside is glutes from all the squats. It's actually the cloak's to protect us.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this is absolutely excellent, Cole. I mean, you paid attention to so many things, and it's such a gorgeous drawing. Thank you. And then first runner-up is from Sky Patterson. This has Doom as Doom. It has...
Matt Cook.
Yeah, it has Matt Cook as Iron Fist. I wonder who's Doctor Strange. Matt. I'm Misty Knight. And then it has Koi as Spider-Man. And we are the Fantastic Five.
It's really great.
And
yes.
This is absolutely fantastic. Yeah, you paid attention to so much detail. And I enjoy that Misty Knight outfit. I know where that one comes from, and I really enjoy that. Thank you. But
I love
yes.
my beard and my Spider-Man. Thank you. I love
that's
these.
Epic.
These,
are these are so fun. Thank you, guys. We're going to have a lot of fun with these.
Exactly. That's our first runner-up. And then our winner. And we need for you to DM us at Marvel News PTN so that we can get your address and then get you your Marvel Core Box. It is Blackbeard at Jovius3000.
Yeah.
Thank you. This is epic. It really is.
Worth noting, since you sent me the fan art of me with Spidey Cat in the back, this has been my phone background for months, and I love it so much. So, this
good work, Jovius.
Further escalation of glory, man.
Yeah, you knocked it out of the park, dude.
But we decided before the show that we didn't like making choices.
Exactly. We didn't like making choices.
But we've only got the one box. I'm sorry.
Exactly.
We only have the one box, so we can only afford to send the one box. But...
So, for Cole and also for Sky, because you are pure awesomeness, we are going to draw... we're going to draw a Marvel card for each of you.
So this is for the second runner-up?
This is the second runner-up. This one's for Cole. All right. It's this one.
What did he get?
He got Silver Surfer versus Galactus.
Nice. So this is from our set.
Yes. Sets from the desk.
From the desk. We've used it to fight. We're going to sign it?
Yeah. We're going to sign this for you. And we're going to send this to you. So if you can please slide into our DMs at Marvel News PTN.
With invitation.
With invitation. Yes. And you will have the former Herald versus the master, the Eater of Worlds.
And then, Koi, do you want to pull the next one? And this is for our first runner-up. What was the name on that one?
This is for Sky Patterson.
All right, Sky. What do we got? Alright, just come in and hear it. Hear the justice. We got, one of my favorites. Morbius, the Living Vampire.
What?
I'm so glad I got a Spider-Man card
nice.
For Sky.
Nice. That's a solid
perfect.
Series, too.
Alright.
You see that one? And this is for Sky?
This is for Sky.
Alright.
Okay, so Sky, we're going to send that to you. Make sure to send us your address so that we can send you your prizes. And thank you,
DM
everyone that entered. This is
that was super
fun.
We're going to do it again. That was
yes, we are going to do this again.
Yeah. I think we got an hour and a half. We got
to
sign up.
I have a very quick iTunes room to
do it.
iTunes, we have I Tom H. Thank you for the 5 stars. You're amazing. Anakin J.K. Gatsby. You know, that name is on here all the time, and every time it makes me laugh. Quality name, Anakin J.K. Gatsby. And Garrett Zero. Once again, thank you for the 5 stars. He was subscribed to another Marvel podcast, and then he unsubscribed to that one when he found us, because we're the right one to listen to.
Oh, wow. Thank you. That's very nice. Thank you very much, guys. Thank you.
Awesomeness.
I mean, I hope the other.
I'm sure they're great. But
I hope the other
us.
People are great. I mean, they're not us. I'm glad that he's following us.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Hope the other
hey,
guys
I think
still
we're
have
awesome.
Much so. I think we're
awesome.
I think we're awesome. I think we're great.
And we have Ollie. Yes.
We do have Ollie.
Ollie Dreamboat, right?
Ollie
yes,
Dreamboat.
Ollie Dreamboat.
Well, speaking of Ollie, do you want to sign yourself off and tell everyone where we can find you?
Well, first off, shout out to Daniel Drew. He's doing his last essay for graduate school this term.
Oh, yeah. Congrats, dude. That's awesome.
You can follow me on all social media platforms at Ollie Dreamer.
Cool.
I want to shout out to the 2 fans from last week who said they were learning English through us.
That's
yes.
so cool. That's
one can
so cool.
Another. I thought that was the coolest thing. Yes. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at @CoyJandrueEAU. Oh, I messed my name up.
Yeah.
And thank you guys so much for the feedback and the stuff I've been doing. You've been amazing.
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Markeia McCarty. That's MarkeiaMccarty. And I'll be on Screen Junkies Movie Versus Movie tomorrow and Screen Junkies News on Monday. Oh, yeah.
Movie Versus Movie, 10 a.m. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
I'll be there at 10:45.
I'll be there at noon.
Well, then you'll see us all on Screen Junkies tomorrow.
So catch us there.
This is how much we communicate.
My name is Matt Key at The Matt Key. You can see me on the Wednesday Club tomorrow on Geek & Sundry's Twitch channel. I'm also on Screen Junkies on Thursdays and Fridays, helping them write and talk. And guys, thank you so much for being such a wonderful and loving community. We
and
really
positive.
Love very positive. We love your positive
you.
Feedback. We all love one another and support one another, and we love it when you do that for us too. Thank you for that. So until next week, we love you guys, and we'll see you then.
Yeah.
Dipple, dipple, dipple!
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.